Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom. Hey.
Shalom, grace and peace.
Hey, shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, Israelite. Amen. Well, I would just hope and pray that everybody's been having a blessed week.
Amen.
You know, man, I got to tell you, I know I am. God is being truly merciful.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Man.
Brother Joe, can I say something?
Sure.
Well, first of all, you know I'm 70 years old, right? My nurse
That's why
came
you can say whatever you want to say.
My nurse came to visit me today. I don't have high blood pressure. My lungs are clear. My pulse is fine. My feet are fine. I'm A-OK. The Father is good.
Well, you better pass some of that blessings around.
I try. I really do. I do.
Woo.
Y'all want to know somebody that's fit? Here I am.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. Oh, my goodness.
Man, your God is so merciful to
you.
So, your little bitty soul, He is so merciful to you.
Yes, He is.
Man, Most High must love you.
And He know I love Him.
I know that's right.
He know I love Him. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ain't that the truth?
Amen. Whoop. I just had to tell y'all that.
Well, thank you for giving us that, you know, that update. So, you know, we got... That's one peace of mind that we got for sure and we ain't got no concerns about.
Amen.
You know, hey, talking about may I say something. You know, you're 70 years old. you grandfathered in. Well, grandmothered in. You in there. You want to say something? Just say it, Job. I like to say something, please. You don't mind. Stop. Pull over. Everybody shut up. Be quiet. Listen.
All I can tell y'all is just love Him. Just love Him till you can't love Him, and then love Him again.
I know that's right.
Do what He says.
I know that's right.
Don't try it. Do it.
Words to live by. Well, Thank you for that great testimony, my sister. Thank you
You're welcome.
Very much for encouraging us that the God of Israel is still in the blessing business. And all we got to do is count on him and trust in him, and he's sure to take care of us.
Amen.
And that you are living witness.
I'm living witness. I'm proof right here.
Amen. Now I can say that safely. Welcome again. Welcome again to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Today is the Tuesday night Bible reading and the Apocrypha. Let me rephrase that. Tonight is the Apocrypha reading and the Bible reading. What do you mean? Well, we like to take out a half an hour out of the day to read the Apocrypha once a week, and we like to take a half an hour out of the day to read the King James Version. Just read. Just listen at the Word of God and listen at what he's doing and what he's talking about and what he's doing with us and what he did with the brethren and so for us and what he's doing in prophecy. So we just like to read and listen, you know, just listen to the Word. And train ourselves to listen to good things, which is in him. So with that being said, we have tonight, our first reading will come from the Apocrypha, which is our brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. You can catch my brother here every Thursday night here at Sounds of Living Waters at 7 o'clock p.m. And also reading the King James will be my lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And I guess we can just catch her here anytime, as long as we own she out. So, amen to that. So we're gonna get into these scriptures. So, Brother Isaiah,
cuckoo,
are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're gonna hand this thing over to you.
Oh, we're gonna pray in first.
We gotta pray in first. Yeah, thank you, man. All right, let's pray in and then we're gonna start.
Okay.
All right. Amen. So, sisters, cover your heads, and brothers, uncover your heads as we approach the Father, if you're able to. All right. And we approach him. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
We have to turn this over to our brother Isaiah.
Shalom, shalom, family, grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in to another blog talk show. I will be starting out in Apocrypha in the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1. So if you have Apocrypha, please open up so you can read with your brother. Or, well, read for yourself. And if anybody who was curious, this is your chance opportunity to check in and tune in to see that the scriptures are hand in glove with the Bible we read daily. So this is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1. He answered me then and said, Measure thou the time diligently in itself. And when thou seest part of the signs past, when I have told thee before, then shalt thou understand that it is the very same time wherein the Highest will begin to visit the world which he made. Therefore, when thou shalt be seen earthquakes in the worlds of the people in the world, then shalt thou will understand that the Most High spake of those things from days that were before thee, even from the beginning. For like as all that is made in the world have a beginning and an end, and the end is manifest, even so the times also of the Highest have plain beginnings and wonder and powerful works and endings and effects and signs. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith whereby ye believe shall be preserved from the said pearls and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Then shall they be in pitiful case, which now have abused my ways, and they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torments. For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me, and they that have loathed my law while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. The same must know it after death by pain. And therefore, be thou not curious how the ungodly shall be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created. Then answer I and said, I have said before, and now do speak, and will speak it also hereafter, that there be many more of them which perish than of them which shall be saved. Like as a wave is greater than a drop. And he answered me, saying, like as the field is, so is also the seed as the flowers be, such as the colors also. Such as the workman is, such also is the work. And as the husbandman is himself, so is the husbandary also, for it was the time of the world. And now when I prepared the world which was not yet made, even from them that dwell in that now live, no man spake against me. For then every one obeyed, but now the manners of them which are created in this world that is made and corrupted by a perpetual seed and by a law which is unsearchable rid themselves. So I considered the world, and behold, there was a peril because of the devices that were come into it. And I saw and spread it greatly, and have kept me a grape of cluster and a plant of a great people. Let the multitude perish, then which was born in vain. And let my grape be kept and my plant, for with great labor have I made it perfect. Nevertheless, if thou wilt cease yet 7 days more, but thou shalt not fast in them, but go into a field of flowers where no house is builded, and eat only the flowers of the field. Taste no flesh, drink no wine, but eat flowers only. And pray unto the Highest continually, then will I come and talk with thee. So I went my way into the field which is called Ardath, like as he commanded me, and there I sat among the flowers and did eat of the herbs of the field, and the meat of the same satisfied me. After 7 days I sat upon the grass, and my heart was vexed within me, like as before, and I opened my mouth and began to talk before the Most High and said, O Lord, thou that showest thyself unto us, thou wast showed unto our fathers in the wilderness, in a place where no man treadeth, in a barren place when they came out of Egypt. And thou spakest, saying, Hear me, O Israel, and mark my words, thou seed of Jacob. For behold, I saw my law in you, and it shall bring fruit in you, and ye shall be honored in it forever. But our fathers which received the law kept it not, and obeyed not thy ordinances, and though the fruit of thy law did not perish, neither could it, for it was thine. Yet
they that received it perished, because they kept not the thing that was sown in them. And lo, it is a custom, when the ground hath received seed of the sea of a ship, or any vessel, meat or drink, that being perished wherein it was sown or cast into, that thing also which was sown or cast therein or received or perished, it remaineth not with us, but with us it hath not happened so. For we that have received the law perish by sin, and our heart also received it, notwithstanding the law perisheth not, but remain in his place. And when I spake these things in my heart, I looked back with mine eyes, and upon the right side I saw a woman, and behold, she mourned and wept with a loud voice, and was much grieved in heart, and her clothes were rent, and she had ashes upon her head. Then let I my thoughts go that I was in, and turned me unto her, and said unto her, wherefore weepest thou? Why art thou so grieved in thy mind? And she said unto me, sir, let me alone, that I may bewail myself and add unto my sorrow, for I am sore vexed in my mind and brought very low. And I said unto her, what alieth thee? Tell me. She said unto me, I thy servant have been barren and had no child, though I had an husband 30 years. And those 30 years I did nothing else day and night, and every hour, but make my prayer to the highest. After 30 years God heard me, thine handmaid looked upon my misery, considered my trouble, and gave me a son. And I was very glad of him. So was my husband also and all my neighbors, and we gave great honor unto the Almighty. And I nourished him with great travail. So when he grew up and came to the time that he should have a wife, I made a fast. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 10, verse 1. And it came to pass that when my son was entered into his wedding chamber, he fell down and died. Then we all overthrew the lights, and all my neighbors rose up to comfort me, so I took my rest until the second day at night. And it came to pass, when they had all left off to comfort me, to the end I might be quiet, then rose I up by night and fled, and came hither unto this field, as thou seest. And I do now propose not to return into the city, but how to stay, and neither to eat nor drink, but continually to mourn and fast until I die. Then left I the meditations wherein I was, and spake to her in anger, saying, thou foolish woman above all other, seest thou not our mourning, and what happeneth unto us? How that Sion, our mother, is full of all heaviness and much humble mourning, very sore. And now, seeing we all mourn and are sad, for we are all in heaviness, art thou grieved for one son? For ask the earth, and she shall tell thee that it is she which ought to mourn for the fall of so many that grow upon her. For out of her come all at the first, and out of her shall all others come. And behold, they walk almost all into destruction, and a multitude of them is utterly rooted out. Who then should make more mourning than she that have lost so great a multitude, and not thou, which are sorry before one? But if thou seest unto me, my lamentation is not like the earth, because I have lost the fruit of my womb, which I brought forth with pains and bear with sorrows, but the earth not so, for the multitude present in it according to the courses of the earth is gone as it came. Then said I unto thee, like as thou hast brought forth with labor, even so the earth also hath given her fruit, namely, man, ever since the beginning unto him that made her. Now therefore keep thy sorrow to thyself, and bear with a good courage that which hath befallen thee. For if thou wilt acknowledge the determination of God to be just, thou shalt both receive thy son in time, and shall be commanded among women. Go thy way then into the city to thine husband. And she said unto me, that will I not do. I will not go into the city, but here will I die. So I proceeded to speak further unto her and said, do not so, but be concealed by me, for how many are the adversities of Zion? Be comforted in regard of the sorrow of Jerusalem, for thou seest that our sanctuary is laid waste, our altar broken down, our temple destroyed. Our upholstery is laid on the ground, our song is put to silence, our rejoicing is at the end, the light of our candlestick is put out, the ark of the covenant is spoiled, our holy things are defiled, and the name is called upon us as almost profaned. Our children are put to shame, our priests are burnt, our Levites are shamed, our priests are burnt. Excuse me, I read that again. Our Levites are gone into captivity, our virgins are defiled, and our wives ravished, our righteous men carried away, our little ones destroyed, our young men are brought in bondage, and our strong men are become weak. And which is the greatest of all? The seal of Zion have now lost her honor, for she is delivered into the hands of them that hate us. And therefore shake off the great heaviness, and put away the multitude of thy sorrows, that thy mighty may be merciful unto thee again, and the highest shall give thee rest and ease from thy labor. And it came to pass, while I was talking with her, behold, her face upon a sudden shined exceedingly, and her countenance glistered, so that I was afraid of her, and mused what it might be. And behold, suddenly she made a great cry, very fearful, so that the earth shook at the noise of the woman. And I looked, and behold, the woman appeared unto me no more. But there was a city built, and a large place showed itself from the foundation. Then was I afraid, and cried with a loud voice, and said, where is Uriel the angel, who came unto me at the first? For he hath caused me to fall into many trances, and my end is turned into corruption, and my prayer to rebuke. And as I was speaking these words, behold, he came to me and looked upon me, and lo, I lay as one that had been dead. And my understanding was taken from me, and he took me by the right hand and comforted me and set me upon my feet and said unto me, what a lie of thee, and why art thou so disquieted? And why is the understanding troubled, and the thoughts of thine heart? And I said, because thou hast forsaken me, and yet I did according to thy words. And I went into the field, and lo, I have seen, and yet see that I am not able to express. And he said unto me, stand up manfully, and I will advise thee. Then said I, speak on, my Lord, in me only forsake me not, lest I die frustrate of my hope. For I have seen that I knew not, and hear that I know now, excuse me, for I have seen that I knew not, and hear that I do not know. Or is my sense deceived, or my soul in a dream? Now therefore I beseech thee that thou wilt show thy servant of this vision. He answered me then and said, hear me, and I shall inform thee, and tell thee wherefore thou art afraid. For the highest will reveal many secret things unto thee. He hath seen that thy way is right, for that thou sorrowest continually for thy people, and makest great lamentation for Zion. This therefore is the meaning of the vision which thou lately sawest. Thou sawest a woman mourning, thou beginnest to comfort her. But now seest thou the likeness of the woman no more, but thou appeared unto thee a city builded. And wherein she told thee of the death of her son, this is the solution. This woman whom thou sawest in Zion, and wherein she said unto thee, even she whom thou seest as a city builded. Wherein, I say, she said unto thee, that she hath been 30 years barren, those are the 30 years wherein there was no offering made in her. But after 30 years, Solomon built the city, and offered offerings, and then bare the barren a son. And wherein she told thee that she nourished him with labor, that was the dwelling in Jerusalem. But wherein she said unto thee that my son coming into his marriage chamber happened to have a fail and died. This was the destruction that came to Jerusalem. And behold, thou sawest her likeness, and became she mourned for her son. Thou beginnest to comfort her, and of those things which have changed, these are to be opened unto thee. For now the Most High seeth that thou art grieved unfriendly and sufferest from thy whole heart for her. So hath he showed thee the brightness of her glory and the comeliness of her beauty. And therefore I bade thee remain in the field where no house was builded. For I knew that the highest would show this unto thee. Therefore I commanded thee to go into the field where no foundation of any builders was. For the place wherein the highest beginneth to show his city, there came no man's building be able to stand. And therefore fear not, let not thy heart be afraid, but go thy way in and see the beauty and greatness of the building as much as thine eyes be able to see. And then shalt thou hear as much as thine ears may comprehend. For thou art blessed above many other, and art called with the highest, and so are but few. But tomorrow at night thou shalt remain here, and there shall the highest show thee vision on the high things which the Most High will do unto them that dwell upon the earth in the last days. So I slept that night, and another, like as he commanded me. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 11, verse 1. Then saw I a dream, and behold, there came up the sea an angel which had 12 feathered wings and 3 heads. And I saw, and behold, she spread her wings over all the earth, and all the winds of the air blew on her, and were gathered together. And I beheld, and out of her feathers there grew other contrary feathers, and they became little feathers and small. But her heads were at rest. The head in the midst was greater than the other, yet rested it with the residue. Moreover, I beheld, and lo, the eagle flew with her feathers and reigned upon earth and over them that dwell therein. And I saw that all things under heaven were subject unto her, and no man spake against her, no, not one creature upon the earth. And I beheld, and lo, the eagle rose upon her talons and spake to her feathers, saying, watch now, watch not all at once. Sleep every one in his own place and watch by course. But let the heads be preserved for the last. And I beheld, and lo, the voice went out of her heads, but from the midst of her body. And I numbered her contrary feathers, and behold, there were 8 of them. And I looked, and behold, on the right side, there arose one feather and reigned over all the earth. And so it was that when it rained, the end of it and the place thereof appeared no more. So the next falling stood up and reigned and had great time. And it came to pass that when it rained, the end of it came also, like as the first, so that it appeared no more. Then came there a voice unto it and said, Hear thou that hast borne rule over the earth so long. This I say unto thee, before thou beginnest to appear no more, there shall none after thee attain unto thy time, neither unto the half thereof. Then arose a third and reigned as the other before, and appeared no more also. So went it with all the residue, one after another, as that every one reigned, and they appeared no more. Then I beheld, and lo, in process of time, the feathers that followed stood up upon the right side, that they might rule also, and some of them ruled, but within a while they appeared no more. For some of them were set up, but ruled not. After this I looked, and behold, the 12 feathers appeared no more, nor the 2 little feathers. And there was no more upon the eagle's body, but their heads that rested, and 6 little wings. Then saw I also the 2 little feathers under the head that was upon the right side, for the 4 continued in their places. And I beheld, and lo, the feathers that were under the wing thought to set up themselves and to have ruled, and to have the rule. Verse 26. And I beheld, and lo, there was one set up, but shortly it appeared no more. And the second was sooner away than the first. And I beheld, and lo, the 2 that remained thought also in themselves to reign. And when they so thought, behold, there awake one of the heads that were at rest, namely, it that was in the midst, for that was greater than the 2 other heads. And then I saw that the 2 other heads were joined with it, and behold, the head was turned with them that were with it, and did eat up the 2 feathers under the wing that would have reigned. But this head put the whole earth in fear and bear rule in and it over all those that dwell upon the earth with much oppression, and it had the governance of the world more than all the wings that had been. And after this I beheld, and lo, the head that was in the midst suddenly appeared no more like as the wings. But there remained the two heads which also in like sort ruled upon the earth and over those that dwell therein. And I beheld, and lo, the head upon the right side devoured it that was upon the left side. Then I heard a voice which said unto me, look before thee and consider the thing that thou seest. And I beheld, and lo, as it were a roaring lion chased out of the wood. And I saw that he sent out a man's voice unto the eagle and said, hear now, I will talk with thee, and the highest shall say unto thee, art not thou it that remainest of the four beasts whom I made to reign in the world, that the end of their times might come through them? And the fourth came and overcame all the beasts that were past, and had power over the world with great fearfulness, and over the whole compass of the earth with much wicked oppression, and so long time dwelled he upon the earth with the sea. For the earth hast thou not judged with truth, for thou hast afflicted the meek, thou hast hurt the peaceable, thou hast loved liars and destroyed the dwellings of them that brought forth fruit, and have cast down the walls of such as did no harm. Therefore is thy wrongful dealing come up unto the highest, and thy pride up unto the mighty. The highest also have looked upon the proud times, and behold, they are ended, and his abominations are fulfilled. And therefore appear no more thou eagle, nor thy horrible wings, nor thy wicked feathers, nor thy malicious heads, nor thy hurtful claws, nor all thy vain body, that all the earth may be refreshed and may return, being delivered from thy violence, that she may hope for the judgment and mercy of him that made her. Amen, amen, amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. I turn things over to Brother Job and Sister Rhea. Thank you. Hello?
Oh, okay, here we go. Now we're going to go into the King James portion of this. Sister Rare?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Can everyone hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Great reading, Brother Isaiah.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, do you have a marker?
It's on my phone. I clicked on it. I got to save.
Okay. So next week, we're going to start at 2 Ezra chapter 4 through 8. You were doing such an awesome job, we couldn't stop you.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say, everyone, before I read really quick, that I just thank the Father for this opportunity that we have the opportunity to read the Word of God. There's going to be a time when we're not going to be able to read the Word of God. And this morning, well, like 2, 3 in the morning, me and my husband were up, and I was reading, and then some things were revealed to me about the Scriptures. And like my husband tells everyone, we really need to take that seriously. Do not speak about the Word of God or teach someone the Word of God if you have not read this Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You have to read it one good time all the way through. And once you read it all the way through, then the Holy Spirit will really start dealing with you. But you really need to read this Word, because I have seen so many people read this Word from, you know, bits and pieces or favorite books and chapters or you know, memorize certain verses, and then they get caught up. And they get caught up in the spirit of pride, and then someone else comes and they're cut, so they cut them. So if you don't want to be cut, if you want the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in all truth, I recommend that you read the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation and even the Apocrypha, because last night I was looking at the Apocrypha and it coincided with the things in the King James Version, and the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you. You don't have to try to convince anyone of anything, because once you read, the Holy Spirit will start dealing with you and revealing the truth. So I just wanted to say that really quick. Amen. No, I can get it. So I think.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary, if I'm correct, I should be at chapter 20, Genesis 20 and verse 1. That's where my marker is at. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We'll begin in Genesis chapter 20 and verse 1. Genesis 20 and 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister?" And she, even her, she herself said, "He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thine heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said unto Abraham, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, 'This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother.' And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, 'Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee.' And unto Sarah he said, 'Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes, unto all that are with thee, and with all other.' Thus she was reproved." So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Amen. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did say unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of thy lad, and because of thy bondwoman. And all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulders and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. 15. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat under, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. For God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went, and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who have done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear both of it. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called thereon the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Amen. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place, which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thy anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing as thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Amen. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Huz is firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Camille the father of Aram, and Shezed, and Hazel, and Pildash, and Jidlab, and Bethel. And Bethel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Rimmah. She bare also Tibah, and Gaham, and Zashash, and Micaiah. Amen. Genesis chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord, thou art a mighty prince among us, and the choice of our scepters bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his scepter, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. 7. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat me to Hebron, the son of Zerah. 9. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field. For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession for a burying place amongst you. And Ephraim dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephraim the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of at his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field give I thee, the cave that is therein I give it thee. In the presence of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. 12. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me. I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is thou betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure. And to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same in Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Amen. Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go into my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring thy son again into the land from which thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not many sons thither. Let's read 6 again. And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then shalt thou be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahum. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahum, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Amen. Verse 18. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the throat and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half of a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hand of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord. 27. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who have not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore sinnest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. 33. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and to him have he given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go into my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, behold, whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son and my kindred, and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath. When thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear of my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my masters Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she came, and she went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hand. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and the men that were with them, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my ways. Send me away that I may go to my master. Verse 57. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahorahor, and for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at that evening of the evening tide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Genesis chapter 20 through through 24. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. There's so much in this precept. There's so much in this story that is so full of richness and wealth. You can go so many different places just with this, you know, with this one story of Abraham going forward. And the Father had allowed me to just visit this scripture earlier about being comforted after losing someone close, because, you know, you get to thinking about, you know, your mother or your father or something like that, and they lost them. And the Lord, you know, and it's just a thing that I found out that when my first wife passed, that it's nothing in this planet that nobody don't have no magic words, no nothing. They can only say, man, I really feel bad. Sorry for your loss. They can just give you that, you know. But ain't nothing that could take away that pain, you know. So what the Father showed me, man, is that the only way that pain is removed is through time. Just like any other wound, you know. So for something like this, it's a spiritual wound. So it's going to take time to heal. And the Lord has showed us that Isaac was comforted after his wife, after his mother, you know, Sarah had passed when he brought her Rebecca. So you see this thing being played out, that time do heal, and it will. Out of the Apocrypha, I got that it's the woman is a, you know, that it was a female angel here, you know. And I was just talking to a brother about a month ago about a female angel mentioned in the King James Version, but it's only one verse pertaining to that. I mean, one chapter pertaining to a female angel in the Bible, in the King James Version. I'm like, and he said, is that a female? I said, I couldn't deny it, because it was. I just can't find that scripture right now. But yes, it was. And so at this point, I looked at it as an allegory or something. But looking now at 2nd Ezra, it's starting to see it's becoming more apparent that the Father will visit us in any way he sees fit. Wow. So rich. I'm blue back now. I got to find that scripture. God willing, we live. I'm going to try to find that scripture where that female angel is. So I just want to say this, man. Great reading, Brother Isaiah, the Apocrypha. Great reading, Sister Rhea, the King James Version. And thank you for your testimony, my sister, Mary. And, man, I've been truly humbled and edified at the same time. May you yield the mic.
Good reading, Brother Isaiah. Good reading, Sister Rhea.
Amen, amen, amen. Father's merciful.
Yes, I love these Tuesdays. I love them.
I just want to say this, and I say that as well. Amen. I do love them. And if you want to be here tomorrow night, Sister Mary, you want to be here tomorrow night for your brother Nakomi, a.k.a. Nehemiah, a.k.a. Little Israel, coming from that Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
that kingdom state of mind, people. Amen. So you want to be here for that. And the precept itself is to be named. But, yeah, you want to be here for that. That's the middle of the week and the Sabbath preparation. So with all of that being said, we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people. Time appointed. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.